Christ will lead us safely home. Was ever an instance known where a dying Christian gave to his watching friends the testimony that he had been deceived, that there is no God, no reality in the religion of Christ? But how many of those who have drawn about them the dark robes of atheism have let them fall before the grim messenger of death? We might cite many instances where learned men have gloried in their unbelief, and in parading their atheism. But when death claimed them, they have looked with horror into the starless future, and their dying words have been, "I have tried to believe that there is no God, no reward for the faithful, no punishment for the wicked." But how vain has been the attempt! I know now that I must meet the doom of the lost. Sir Thomas Scott in his last moments cried, "Until this moment I believed there was neither a God nor a hell. Now I know and feel that there are both, and that I am doomed to perdition by the just judgment of God." Voltaire was at one time the lion of the hour. He lived in a splendid mansion, and was surrounded by every luxury that heart could wish. Kings honored him. The great men of the world sought his society. On one occasion, men took his horses from his carriage, and drew him themselves in triumph around the city. Go now to the deathbed of a Christian, Halberton of Scotland. He was in poverty, and was suffering great pain. He had none of the comforts that Voltaire possessed, but he was infinitely richer. He said, "I shall shortly die. In the resurrection I shall come forth to see my God and to live forevermore. I bless his name that I have found him, and I die rejoicing in him. I bless God that I was ever born." Giving an account of the last days of Sir Davis Brewster, his daughter writes, "He thanked God that the way of salvation was so simple. No labored argument, no hard attainment, was required. To believe in the Lord Jesus Christ was to live. He trusted in him, and enjoyed his peace." The last words of this great man of science were, "Life has been very bright to me, and now there is the brightness beyond. I shall see Jesus, who created all things, who made the worlds. I shall see him as he is. Yes, I have had the light for many years. Oh, how bright it is! I feel so safe, so satisfied. The way of the transgressor is hard, but wisdom's ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. In the downward road the gateway may be bright with flowers, but there are thorns in the path. The light of hope which shines from its entrance fades into the darkness of despair, and the soul who follows that path descends into the shadows of unending night. But he who takes Christ for his guide will be led safely home. The road may be rough, and the ascent steep, there may be pitfalls upon the right hand and upon the left, we may have to endure toil in our journey, when weary, when longing for rest, we may have to toil on, when faint, we may have to fight, when discouraged, we must still hope, but with Christ as our guide, we shall not fail of reaching the desired haven at last. Christ has trodden the rough way before us, and has smoothed the path for our feet. Those who walk in wisdom's ways are, even in tribulation, exceedingly joyful, for he whom their soul loveth walks invisible beside them. At each upward step they discern more distinctly the touch of his hand, at every step, brighter gleamings of glory from the unseen fall upon their path, and their songs of praise, reaching ever a higher note, ascend to join the songs of the angels before the throne. The path of the righteous is as the light of dawn, that shineth more and more unto the perfect day.